You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I am Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Week 8 kicking off with the Falcons defeating the Panthers 25-17 last night. Atlanta improving to 2-6, while Carolina suffered its third straight defeat, dropping to 3-5. Carolina quarterback Teddy Bridgewater threw for 176 yards with a touchdown pass and an interception. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan, well, he threw for 281 yards with an interception and a rushing touchdown and knew, despite a rough start to the season, his guys were going to battle until the very end.
We've been in every game we've played this year, you know, and so we've had some crazy losses, you know, just to be frank. And I really believe that we've got the, you know, caliber of team to go be in every game what we're going to play the rest of the season. And why can't we win them all? You know, that's the mindset that I have.
His star wide receiver Julio Jones had 7 catches for 137 yards. Well, there are 6 teams with one or fewer losses entering Week 8. 2 of those squads, the 5-1 Baltimore Ravens and the NFL's only undefeated team, the 6-0 Pittsburgh Steelers, meeting in Baltimore this week in a battle for first place in the AFC North. This is just the 6th divisional matchup where both teams have one or fewer losses in Week 8 or later since 1970. Meanwhile, Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas returned to practice in a limited capacity yesterday, an encouraging sign that the All-Pro could be nearing a return to the field. Since getting injured in the team's season-opening win over the Bucks, Thomas has faced a number of hurdles on his road to recovery. New Orleans travels to Soldier Field to take on the 5-2 Bears. The Cowboys have not ruled out quarterback Andy Dalton for their Sunday night game at the Eagles. The veteran signal caller did not practice yesterday. He is in the concussion protocol due to the illegal hit from Washington linebacker John Bostic last week. 7th-round rookie Ben DiNucci could get the start if Dalton can't go. Julian Edelman won't suit up for the 2-4 Patriots against the rival 5-2 Bills on Sunday. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Edelman is out this week due to a knee injury that has been bothering the wideout all season. Edelman recently underwent surgery on the knee, Ian adds, which explains why he missed practice yesterday. In 6 games this season, he has 21 catches for 315 yards and 0 touchdowns. Chiefs running back Le'Veon Bell will face his former team Sunday when the Jets travel to Kansas City. Jets head coach Adam Gase saying his players are solely focused on the game as the 0-7 Jets go for their first win. He was asked if Bell is going to be seeking revenge.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he's going to be worried about just winning a game, period. You know, that's what most players are worried about. They're worried about, hey, what do I got to do this week to, you know, help my team win? So I'm sure that's what he's going to be worried about doing. You know, we got a lot of guys to worry about on that side of the ball against them.
The Chargers canceled Thursday's practice after a player tested positive for COVID-19. Players were sent home, and the team met virtually. And Giants left guard Will Hernandez has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. A total of 8 Giants players and 2 coaches are now in quarantine. The G-men scheduled to take on the Bucks on Monday Night Football. And remember, for a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. And be sure to catch Good Morning Football starting at 7 Eastern as we'll be joined by Dolphins running back Miles Gaskin to get his take on rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he prepares to make his first NFL start on Sunday against the Rams. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.